Over these past days, Jesus has been steadily unpicking our old garment. Day one showed us that he refuses to be a quick patch on a life we want to keep largely the same. Day two exposed how even our good religious habits can become old cloth when we use them to earn our way with God. Day three named the quiet voice within us that keeps saying the old is better simply because it feels familiar. So, what does Jesus give us instead of patches and old cloth? The New Testament answers with the same image, but from a different angle. Paul says, "All of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." In other words, when you trusted God, he wrapped you in Jesus himself. His perfect righteousness became your covering, your new identity. You didn't behave your way into that outfit. It was put on you by grace. Then, Paul describes how this new clothing shows up in everyday life. He reminds the Colossian believers in Colossians 3 verse 9 to 10 that they have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self. The old self is all the patterns we've been seeing. Anger, lies, control, grudges, self-reliance. The new self, as identified in Colossians 3 verse 12 to 14, is what fits the new garment. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Forgive, and over all these virtues, put on love. Notice the order. We don't change clothes to gain God's acceptance. In Christ, he has already called us his children and clothed us in Jesus. Now, by the Spirit, we learn to live as people truly wearing him in our words, tone, reactions, and relationships. This is the journey our plan has been pointing towards. Not a patched up old life, but a new heart in new clothes. In Christ, you already wear a new garment. Now, as this plan comes to an end, take 10 to 15 minutes to reflect on Galatians 3:27 and Colossians 3 verse 12 to 14. Write two columns: old clothes I'm laying down and new clothes Jesus is teaching me to wear. Choose one relationship at home, work, or church and one virtue from your new clothes list and practice that virtue in a concrete way this week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have not spent these days simply patching up my old life, but you have shown me that you give me a completely new garment, your own righteousness and life. I confess that I still reach for my old habits of quick fixes, performance, and what feels familiar. Thank you that, in spite of this, I am already clothed in you by grace. Holy Spirit, help me not to go back to the old garment, but to keep taking off what doesn't fit and putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love so that my everyday life matches the new heart you have given me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.